Hi, I'm Danae Alamano, and this is Living United.
And I'm Kev Jackson. Well, Danae, it's a rapidly different world than it was just 2 weeks ago, and you've been in the middle of it. From your perspective, how are things going, all things considered?
All things considered, I have been extremely impressed with our community and their response to local needs.
Yeah, I have too. From what I've seen, it's been what I would have expected from our community in spades, really.
You're right. It's so true. We live in an amazing place.
Well, one of the things that you really got going right away was the development of this emergency fund to help the agencies in a very difficult time. Tell us again what the emergency fund is and how we have done in just over a week.
Yeah, so we opened it Monday afternoon last week, so we're almost a weekend, and had zero funding. It's not something we've hosted before, an emergency fund of any kind, so we didn't have any funding. And as of today, we have over $55,000 in the fund. We opened the application for funding today. It is a simple application for agencies. We don't want this to take up, you know, a ton of their time, and we want to be able to answer their needs in a timely fashion. The focus of the emergency fund is food access and care for the elderly and other emergency needs. So we really set it up two-tiered, the first tier being those immediate basic needs from food access and care for the elderly, and then a secondary tier being, you know, if a agency that partners with us maybe lost a big fundraiser because of the timing of all of this, they'll hear from us later. So that first tier is going to hear from us within a week, and the second tier will hear from us at the end of April.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the immediate needs. What has changed? I mean, we know what has changed, but what I mean is what has grown as far as needs and concerns?
Well, food access for sure is a concern from everyone, from the food bank who gives all of us, including the food shelf and us for Backpack Buddies food packs for kids, gives us all of our foods. They haven't... They're seeing daily different changes in the amounts of food that are coming in to them that they then disperse to us. I received an email from Meals on Wheels. I know they're going to be applying for funding as their numbers have grown for serving senior citizens in our community and also just trying to take care of the clients they already had.
So
still food access is a big piece, and also hygiene products. I know my staff, Shannon and Annie, are working on a hygiene drop at Lukens North and South to help alleviate some of the shelters in town, their need for hygiene products.
I know the food access, it's people who maybe, seniors in particular, the ones that we say are more at risk and want them to be, you know, make sure to be staying home and being safe, that maybe would have gone to a restaurant or maybe would have gone to the senior center or someplace like that and can't go there anymore.
Exactly. Okay. So that's a big focus for us.
And the Backpack Buddies program, for those who aren't familiar, is a way to help vulnerable kids and vulnerable families have some food. Generally, it was to get them through the weekend, and you worked with that with the schools. Tell us a little bit more about what we're doing now.
Yeah, so last Monday and Tuesday when school was still in session, we sent the kids in our program. We have over 450 kids in the program. We sent them home with two food packs each day, which was 8 days of food, knowing that the school district was doing a great job, you know, giving them breakfast and lunch. But a lot of these kids have younger siblings. Truth be told, they just need more food than that to stay safe and stay home. And a lot of the kids in our program, like you said, they're vulnerable. So, you know, maybe their parents aren't home but they are. Some kids, this is their worst nightmare, is being home because parents are abusive and things are ugly in the home as well. So it can look different for each kid that is in our program. But giving out all those food packs Monday, Tuesday, we were very thankful that we had enough already in the school warehouse to distribute, but also that took a big hit on our budget for the year. So now, though, we're going back to our usual routine. Since the schools are doing breakfast and lunch, we're back to our Friday. The school district's delivering those food packs on Fridays so the kids can get through the weekend with some food.
Excellent. That's wonderful. We should clarify with the emergency fund application is for agencies,
yes.
Not for individuals.
Right. For agencies.
Individuals would continue to go through the agencies to get their needs.
Exactly, yep. So the emergency fund is for agencies doing work around basic needs, health and education. Our partners will be applying, the agencies that already receive funding and are getting hit, I'm sure, are applying, but we have opened it up to non-partners as well, knowing that there's just different needs right now.
Let's talk a little bit about the emergency fund. You would still love to see donations, I'm guessing.
Yes, we would. I mean, I'm really proud of Bemidji for already putting together $55,000, but that's going to go quick when you think about access to food. And I'm happy to share that United Way Worldwide has waived their 1% fee for any local United Ways that are running emergency funds. So that means 100% of funds given to this emergency fund will go to issues from COVID-19.
Anything else as far as the fund goes that we need to know about?
If people want to donate, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge donation. $5 to $10 goes a long way when you think about food access. But you can go to our website at unitedwaybemidji.org and click the donate button. That you'll see an emergency fund right on the top, and you just click that donate button.
Okay. Now, the agencies, like everybody else, are in a bit of turmoil figuring out hours, mm-hmm. who should be there, who shouldn't be there. You were noting that some people were calling 911 to get food shelf hours. You've got a better system there.
We do. I heard from the sheriff last Friday that 911 is getting phone calls, yes, based on just wanting to know where to access different things rather than like life or death emergency. And United Way hosts statewide and nationwide a phone number 211. So you can call 211 and get the information on service changes. You heard me talk about, if you listened last week, you heard me talk about Community Resource Connections and United Way's partnership in updating service changes. That is the information that 211 is using, is what we're giving updates for on Community Resource Connections website.
Okay, so either go to the website or dial 211 and you will get that information.
Exactly. You'll get the same info at both places.
Okay. Obviously, there's a lot of people that are wanting to help. Do you still need volunteers?
We have a list of people who want to volunteer. I'm really happy to say that last week we were able to swap out all of our senior citizen volunteers for younger people. And we actually had more people than needed, which is, again, just says a lot about Bemidji. But if you are interested in volunteering, do call. We will put you on a list. Things keep popping up quick for us, and we'd be happy to send you to a location that would need you most. I do know one agency who they needed this before, but now they really need it, having to swap out elderly volunteers, is Northwoods Caregivers. They need volunteer drivers to help drive people to their doctor appointments and to the grocery store. This has been something they've always done, but now the need is growing. So Northwoods Caregivers would be a great place if you want to skip the United Way and go straight there. You are welcome to do that if you want a volunteer drive.
Where have you needed the most volunteers?
Well, a couple places. We swapped out the food shelf's volunteers, and that took different groups each day last week and now this week, too. They're still going. But then, too, for us, Backpack Buddies needs food packing. We ordered, I believe it was 2,500 food packs that need to be packed. And then and the school district actually is doing that for us. They have a lot of staff that they're not getting ready for. They're not teachers, so they're not getting ready for long-distance learning, but they're at work. So they're doing that for us actually today on Monday. And then this Wednesday, we're working with the food bank out of East Grand Forks. And again, the food bank is different than the food shelf because the food bank gives us all our food, the food shelf and the Backpack Buddies program. So they're going to be boxing food so that later on when this, as this continues, people don't have to organize the food that they are receiving. It'll already be boxed and put into a so many days' worth of food. The school district's also going to help us with that in partnership with the Sanford Center. They're all going to go over and do that on Wednesday at the Sanford Center, so there's plenty of space for social distancing.
As you're in the middle of all this, what do you see your role as being?
Overall, I think we're trying to support the agencies that are trying to keep their doors open. I mean, there's a lot of services that need to continue. They need support. They need funding. And we're trying to do our best to share that with the community.
Have you gotten any sleep?
I have. I did. I was off on Saturday with my family, and I was in and out on Sunday. So I did. My husband let me sleep. That was very nice. I do think there are people in Bemidji that are much busier than I am right now. So I'm just trying to stay in my lane and do my part.
All right. And again, one salient piece of advice for those of us in the community right now.
Stay home. And if you want to do something, the best thing you can do is give to this emergency fund because it's going to go to the places in Bemidji that need it the most during this time.
And again, the best way to give?
UnitedWayBemidji.org. Click the emergency fund.
Okay. Danae Alamano is the executive director of the United Way of Bemidji area, finding yourself, like the rest of us, in a kind of unknown world,
mm-hmm.
trying to make our way through. Danae, thank you for all the work you're doing. We appreciate it so much, and take care.
Thank you. You too.